kind of how we
do it.
We don't
have
any of the crap here. You listen to the show. You know how to show.
I've done this before.
So we're in. Is it Boston? Is that where Ben? Are we in Boston?
It's Boston.
All right, this is day zero of the How Live Design Week, where we seem to have like four conferences, and somehow in this hotel lobby downstairs, the hotel we're in right now, we're hanging out here in some Marriott or something, they're having the event part as well. Is that part of the How event, or is that not? Do you know, Jason?
I believe not.
All right, well, we're sitting here. This is the All Jason All the Time show. We have with us Jason and Jason. Okay, it's Jason Early, correct?
Correct.
And Jason...
Wedekind.
This is nuts. So, Jason, you guys have been to the How conferences before. So, Wedekind, Jason, I will call you Jason Genghis Kern, is your website, letterpress guy. How many How conferences have you been to?
This is my third consecutive.
Consecutive? Have you done ones before that you're not talking about? Or are we like?
Oh, no. Third.
Okay, we're going to keep that. And Jason Early. How many is this for you?
All right, this is my second one. Last year in Chicago was my first.
What is it that you're looking most forward to in these next grueling 5 days of a conference that would be Boston and Chicago?
Mostly just getting to see friends again. Everybody kind of has very busy work schedules, and it's one of the few times a year that everybody kind of gets together. Any time to meet new people and learn new things is always a benefit.
Is there a particular speaker or anything that, or have you even looked at who's going to be talking at this thing? Because we've half kind of looked.
I haven't even looked yet.
Okay, and Jason A., what is the event that you're looking forward to most while you're here?
I'm looking forward to the Creative Freelancers Conference and to leave here with some conviction that over the last 2 years, I've got two sketchbooks full of stuff I'm going to do after How. I just got one of them done today. So I'm going to leave here with some conviction, and I'm going to catch up with some old friends, and also inspiration, because that is always at a big part of the How conference, is seeing these presenters that you may or may not have heard of and leaving there completely inspired.
No, I'm looking forward to that too. Ben, this is you. Now, Ben covered the How Interactive for us in September. Ben, what is it that you're thinking this is going to be different than the Interactive one so far? I mean, the fact that we've already run into about half a dozen people on the way from the airport to the hotel might be telling you that it's going to be a little crazier than it was in the 300-person conference that you're at.
Yeah, right off the bat, I mean, I already know it's going to be a much bigger conference. We're looking at almost 4,000 people around that, in that ballpark. Whereas I believe that the one I was at, the Interactive conference in San Francisco, was more around 300 people. So this is quite a bit bigger, a lot more socializing going on. And I don't know if you guys remember when I was covering the San Francisco conference, I got very sick and I had a very bad sore throat, and I'm feeling great right now. So I'm looking forward to just not being sick right now. So does that work?
Well, it helps that you also slept on the plane, and you've already taken a nap since you've been here. So, I'm not calling you.
Oh, that was very good. Yeah, I loved it.
Yeah, okay.
You gotta get that sleep when you can.
Yeah, that's for sure. I don't mess around. So, we are going to a baseball game tomorrow night.
Correct.
Who are we rooting for?
Local team and or sports organization.
We're pretty excited to be going to Fenway Park tomorrow, a big group of us. Seeing what are they called now? The Blue Sox or something like that? Some colored socks are playing.
You're gonna get beat up.
I'm not much of a sports guy, but I'm looking forward to just hanging out with some of these guys. And it turns out it's the 100th anniversary of Fenway. Is that right, Dominic?
Yeah, I think what we're going to do is we're going to buy you a Yankees hat to wear tomorrow.
Oh, Yankees, I've heard of them.
If you want to fit in well in this Boston, I think that's going to help you out. I think we're going to help Ben out and kind of teach him a few of these things.
He's going to make a lot of new friends.
Sounds good.
No, it's the Red Sox versus Marlins, and we really do need to probably tell you the team names before you show up.
Now I know.
Right.
Yeah, I think that's what the ticket said. Is that correct?
Yeah, Miami. Yeah, it is Miami now. Right. Boston Red Sox versus Miami Marlins. Just Ben, to be safe, just wear something red.
maybe he can wear a Miami Heat jersey, because I think Boston is on the Miami Heat right now, and they have that red and white logo. So maybe we'll get him one of those just to go with their. We'll probably get a Yankee hat in red as well. It's gonna go over like gangbusters.
I've only been to one other professional baseball game, and it was a Mariners game in Seattle, and I was actually wearing a Boston hat because I saw it at Target and had a B on it, and I thought it stood for Ben, and I thought it was the coolest looking hat they had, and I needed a baseball cap, so I'm wearing this Boston hat, and everyone is like staring at me and like I'm from outer space, and I just thought this was the coolest hat I ever had, and everyone's asking me, you know, are you a Boston fan, and I didn't even know where that was, so...
Did you even, I mean, were they even playing Boston, or were you just wearing this?
Oh, I have no idea who they're playing. I'm assuming it was another team.
Okay, so he was rooting for the and or away team.
Right.
Whatever that would be.
not even in town team.
We left halfway through. It was ridiculous.
Well, you might get arrested halfway through. So either way, when you tune in tomorrow, when we do another one of these, we'll see if Ben is or is not still with our show.
Let's just see if he survived his first Red Sox game.
We may record the next show before the Red Sox game just to make sure that he makes it on two episodes to make it worth his travel all the way here to Boston.
Sounds good. I personally am rooting for myself to survive, so.
All right, well, as usual, we do have, we've lined up some interviews, which will be coming to you guys over the next few months, and we will be recording these on a daily basis. So stay tuned. If there's any questions, comments, follow us at 36point on Twitter or at 36point.com. Ben will also be, you'll be blogging supposedly once a day on the website.
Supposedly.
Yes, and possibly even from his jail cell. And I'll be blogging at ninapaperblog.com. Along with Matt Porter, if you want to follow us there as well. So we should have full coverage for coverage as good as we're going to get it.
We should probably throw out these guys' URLs and whatnot. How can we get a hold of you, Jason number one?
GenghisKern.com or at GenghisKern on Twitter.
What kind of stuff are we going to find at GenghisKern.com?
Typographic inspiration, a lot of old wood and lead type, and that's about it.
Sounds pretty awesome. Sounds like that could make your Pinterest page look amazing. And how about you, Jason, number two?
So you can find my studio site at gruntmonkey.com or on Twitter at gruntmonkey, or even just my personal Twitter handle is Jason_early.
I like how you got it really personal right at the end.
Yeah.
Thank you so much, Grunt Monkey.
All right, thank you guys, and we'll be back tomorrow.
See you guys then.